My name's Jenny May. I'm an architectural historian and a heritage professional here in Christchurch. And we're standing outside the Church of St. Michael and All Angels in Oxford Terrace. This church, in its design, is the most beautiful Gothic timber church described as such at the time, although there are a number of timber Gothic churches in New Zealand. But this is possibly the largest of the timber Gothic churches. It's a study in the vernacular in that Gothic churches were generally built in stone. This one is built in timber, but if you look carefully at it, it has all the detailing of a stone church with its buttresses and details around the aisle windows and the upper clerestory windows. You would enter this church from the north porch when you enter into it, but do walk around and look at the west porch. And while you're standing by the west porch, imagine that the original design by the architect William Fitzjohn Crisp had an enormous tower that sat on the northern side of the east porch. Funds, of course, always being an issue when one builds a church, it was not built. So luckily we still have the beautiful 1861 bell tower and its wonderful Gothic style by Benjamin Woolfield Mountfort. Before this was built, between 1851 to 1861, that bell sat in a rather unsubstantial frame on the site and was used as the timepiece. It was rung regularly on the hour because, of course, the city was so young it didn't actually have a clock. Most towns have a clock to tell workers what the time is. There is one apocryphal story that some young teenagers in the 1850s tied the tail of the Reverend's donkey to the rope of the bell and woke him up in the night every time the donkey moved. Like most churches, it was not without its problems. It was completed by 1873, but started in 1869, and at the end of the contract with William Fitzjohn Crisp, they had run out of money and only had the foundations down. And he was summarily dismissed and sent back to England. Crisp had come out here with Speechley, whom he was articled to build the cathedral in the square. He was a young architect, and we know little about him after he went back to England, so this is probably one of his major works.